The object that will be discussed in this podcast is the necklace beads of African slaves. It is made of both stone and animal material and was found in the African country of Gambia around the 17th and 18th centuries. It was made and worn by the native people as a symbol of their tribe, family, and culture. The object's physical appearance is composed of a red stone with tan animal material and is laced with a string so it could be worn by the Gambian people. The necklaces were commonly worn during the emergence of the slave trade and European colonization of Africa. They were made by the native people as a representation of multiple aspects composing their identity. The people valued these necklaces greatly and viewed them as a unique aspect of their specific tribe and culture. Necklace beads, like this aforementioned object, were very common possessions of people all over Africa and symbolized wealth, status, and family. Some of the common materials used to create these necklaces were animal teeth, hide, and even wood, depending on how elaborate the necklace. This also means that the necklace beads were used to display class. Those higher in society had more elaborate designs and a greater amount of jewelry overall. This object, a much less elaborate creation, is very basic. However, despite its basic appearance, its significance to the people of Gambia cannot go understated. Even though it may appear meager and worthless, it was valued as a symbol of pride more than a symbol of class. This necklace goes a long way in helping us understand how proud African society was about its respective tribe, religion, culture, and family. In a time of religious persecution around the modern world, the African people were willing to display their faith openly and even with merit. They showed little fear towards potential persecution and simply remained faithful to their religion and culture. During this time, there was also a significant increase in colonization, and a great deal of pressure was put on the people of Africa to assimilate into the European culture. However, many of these people maintained their indigenous roots and resisted the unfair European attempts to alter African society. They continued to wear their necklaces with pride and passion toward their own beliefs. However, this pride and passion came to a screeching halt with the introduction of the mass slave trade in Africa. Suddenly, the African people found themselves being demoralized, degraded, and even being treated like objects. Specifically, the people of Gambia were sent to Fort James, a small fort that was built by the European settlers in the middle of the River Gambia. It was here that the African people were held before they were loaded onto ships bound for the New World. It was also at this point that the necklace beads were aggressively ripped off of the people by soldiers. This action by the soldiers metaphorically ripped the identities of these people away, robbing them of their culture. This cruel gesture was a symbol of the dehumanizing of these soon-to-be slaves, as if forcing the African population out of their homes had not already been enough. Robbed of their identities, they were now declared as non-human property, and their only identity came to be known as workers. We already were provided with a pretty bad image of how the Europeans treated the African people, but this object symbolically defines the moment that the people of Gambia understood just how cruel and brutal the slave trade would end up being. Clearly, the European colonizers were not gentle in their treatment of the African people, and this object magnifies the overall European mindset of the time. For example, the people of Gambia were not conducive to assimilating into the European culture, despite the large-scale efforts by the colonizers. The settlers were persistent in their efforts as they sent many religious missionaries into multiple different African territories. However, many of the African people remained level-headed and did not endorse the European beliefs that were being forced upon them. Obviously, the Europeans then changed their mindset from forcing their beliefs onto the people to forcing the people out of their native land. The actions of the Europeans in this time period display their absurd feelings of superiority towards the rest of the world. Their actions with regards to the African people and the necklace beads is pretty parallel to their actions towards the indigenous people of Mexico and the United States. They treated large groups of indigenous people poorly for a great deal of years while they attempted to expand their empire through colonization and settling. The tearing of these beads from the necks of the people of Gambia was simply a microcosm of how badly the colonizers treated the rest of the world.